Oh, just look at you, honey, down there on your knees. So submissive. So feminine and ready to obey any order I give you, no matter how nasty it might be. And your head is submissively bowed and your gaze is downcast. Acknowledging my dominance and your submission to me, I like that. Are you wondering why I'm dressed so sexy and there's no real man here? I don't ever dress nice for you, but tonight I'm looking really hot. More about that in a minute. I have you dressed just as I like you, in a white bra and nice controlling panty girdle, such a sissy. All shaved and made up with sexy perfume and those hot nylons on your legs, held up by your garters, not to mention those high heels you have on. Let me walk around you and inspect you, snapping your bra to humiliate you, and rubbing your little titties through that brassiere. You've been so humiliated and degraded and completely broken. You have no resistance left. You are so meek and submissive. Perfect. You sucked on a fake cock while watching real men coming on the screen. Real men. Superior men. From extrabigdicks.com. You came because you were wearing women's underwear. You came because you were sucking on a cock while looking at men. You came looking at cocks, other men's cocks, and not just their cocks, but their cocks were coming. Big masculine cocks shooting huge wads of cum, and that made you come. Not only that, but you came knowing that by coming, you were agreeing to wipe your cum on the cock you sucked to make you come. And then sucked it off and swallowed it. And you did it. So humiliating. But not only that, you willingly locked up your little cock in that chastity cage, and you haven't been unlocked since. You agreed to all of this, and you have complied. And then we broke you. That's right, you have been broken. The yummy hunk who sold me the cock cage, those handcuffs and leash you're wearing, and the riding crop and paddle, took you and broke you. That's right, I made you be with him all by yourself, submitting to a man without me even having to make you do it. You just gave it up. He told me that he did everything degrading and humiliating to you that he could think of. He made you kiss and lick his balls and ass, even his feet. You sucked his cock and took his cum in your mouth. He fucked you up the ass and filled your butt with his sperm. You took a man's cock in your mouth and ass bare. And you submitted to all of that after he made you come in your cage with a vibrator and eat your own cum. You didn't even know you could come while wearing the cock cage. So fucking degrading. And you are now completely submissive. And you will do anything I want, right? Bow your head to show your total submission to me. That's right. You are my complete slave. And you will do anything, absolutely anything I tell you to do, no matter how disgusting and degrading, and you will do it without question. You've proven yourself, so I'm going to reward you, honey. And a reward I know you will just love. Would you like to actually fuck me again? No, I'm not kidding. That's why I'm dressed so hot. I know you think I'm not serious. Yes, I'm your wife, and I made you wear that chastity cage and denied you. You came in front of me sucking a fake cock while cross-dressed and looking at real men's cocks shooting cum, sucking your little load off the cock you sucked and locking yourself in a cock cage. And now, you haven't been allowed out of that cage, have you? You did get to come again, though, but it was while you were still in the cage and using a vibrator, and there was no woman present. You came in front of a man, the nice man from the sex shop, and he was naked with his bare cock in your face, and you're still in the cage, dribbling your little load through the cage while he laughed at you. He told me you were pathetic, dribbling an embarrassingly small load out of your cage, while crying in pain from how much the tight cage was hurting your locked-up little dick as it expanded to come. That cage was so perfectly sized. He really is an expert at breaking sissies. And then you took his cock in your mouth and in your ass after you came. You can't even use horniness as an excuse. And you can't say that I made you do it either. You came with a man. That's right. A real man made you come like a submissive little girl. A dominant masculine man made you come. And of course you licked it up right afterwards, still in your cage. So now, it's been a while since I locked you up, and it's been a while since you were broken, and you have been so sweet and obedient and submissive. So I was thinking of giving you a little reward. I'm going to let you actually fuck me. That's right, you heard me. I'm going to let you fuck me. You'll be able to unlock that cage and free your little cock so that you can fuck me. Yay, you get to fuck your wife. Oh, I can see you're getting really excited, but not so fast. There are a few conditions. But I know you'll agree to all of them. Not that you have any choice, but let me tell you how it will go. First, you have to be cross-dressed while you fuck me. You'll still be in the brassiere and panty girdle, so we'll just let your little cock poke through the crotch opening. But you'll do that, won't you? Of course you will. You want to fuck me so bad, you won't mind doing it while dressed in ladies' underwear. In fact, I think it turns you on. We'll have your little unlocked and hard cock protruding from the girdle, and you'll be able to put it inside my hot, wet pussy. You get to actually fuck me, and you won't mind the bra and girdle on while you do it. Next, the butt plug stays in. It will be kept tightly up your ass while your little cock is out and able to fuck me. You will probably like that too, and you'll do it. Butt plug in your ass, your little dick inside your wife's pussy. So nice of me. Another condition is that you don't get to fuck me bare. No fucking way. Only real men can do that. And you know I've fucked other men, real men, and I've let them do it bare, coming deep inside my pussy. Yes, real men have fucked your wife and come in her with no protection. But not you. No, you will wear a condom the whole time. That's better than nothing. So if you want to fuck me, you do it with a condom on your little dick. I even bought an extra small-sized condom. That'll fit you just fine. And I only bought one condom, because we won't need any more than that. This may be the last time you have your little cock in me, or any other woman. So one condom in an extra small size will be all that we need. Oh, and I found a small condom that is made with extra thick and sturdy rubber so you won't really get the full sensation. Even so, aren't I such a generous and kind wife? Let my sissy little hubby actually fuck me. And not only that, I'm going to let you come. It won't be inside my bare pussy, but you will get to come while fucking your wife. I told you no pussy ever again, but now I'm making a little exception for you. You love the idea, don't you? Sure, you'll be in a bra and girdle while you fuck me, with a butt plug up your ass and your cock in a condom, but you'll actually be fucking me. But there's more. That nice man from the sex shop will be here to help me make it so humiliating for you. Once he gets here, I'll see him strip and humiliate you a bit. Maybe he'll show me some of the things he did to you while he was breaking you. After he puts on a show with you, we'll unlock you and let you put the condom on. Your little dick will be so hard and ready to go. Then you will climb between my legs to insert your pathetic little hard dick into my pussy. You'll be so hard and so ready, but there's more. As your cock slides into my cunt, his cock will slide into your mouth. That's right. While you exercise your so-called husbandly rights and fuck me, you will have a real man's cock sliding in and out of your mouth. So degrading. We will laugh at you so hard while you do it. Think about it. Fucking your wife, the woman you love, while a real man forces his cock into your slutty red lipsticked mouth. The further you thrust into my cunt, the deeper he will slide his real man's cock into your mouth. He'll keep time with your movements, so the faster and deeper you fuck me, the faster and deeper he will fuck your slutty sissy mouth. So what's it gonna be? Do you agree? Of course you do. I won't kiss you. I won't even touch you. Ugh, no way. I won't touch you except to spread my legs for you. No foreplay. The man will spread my pussy for you and let you hold your little dick and slide it in. I won't let you eat my pussy before you fuck it. No lovemaking. Just clinical cold fuck, with me not even responding in any positive way. Just you, in between my legs, fucking me, doing all the work as I lay there motionless and emotionless. I'll yawn and look at my watch while you're doing it. I'll keep asking you if you're sure it's in yet, and I'll say, aren't you done yet? Come on. Let's get this over with. Is it in yet? Are you sure? I don't think I can feel it. How long will this last? Have you come yet? Let's get this over with. I may laugh and tease you about the fact that you have a man's cock in your mouth as you fuck me. The sight of all that will be exciting to me, even hot. Your little cock in my cunt will leave me cold. You'll be so humiliated, but you'll be so horny you won't last long. I know you'll come quickly. Our real man friend says he can time it so that just at the very moment you come inside your condom, inside my pussy, his bare cock will come in your mouth. That's right. The price of fucking me is taking a better man's cum in your mouth at the very moment you come with your rubber-covered little cock inside your wife's pussy. So degrading. Your little cock shooting a tiny little load in your rubber while inside your wife's cunt. And a real man shooting a hot, wet load of white sticky cum in your mouth. But you'll do it. Oh, don't look so sad. You do get to fuck me. Isn't that nice of me? Sure, it'll be degrading, but you actually get to come with your little dick back in your wife's cunt. Of course, you will have to take a man's load in your mouth at the moment you come. But you like sucking cocks now, don't you? Of course you do. You like cock. You don't really like pussy, and you will soon learn to live without it. So maybe you should agree you don't like pussy. But even if you only like cock and not pussy, I'm going to give you a little fuck session with me. You're going to love fucking me while sucking on a cock. The best of both worlds. A man in your mouth and you in your wife. We may even make you beg for it, and you will. You have to suck off a man and swallow his cum just as you come. In fact, that might actually be what makes you come. You might come from his cock in your mouth. And you probably will not even come from the feeling of being in my pussy. How about it? That's true, isn't it? You'll fuck me, but that won't be what makes you come. You'll come from sucking a cock while dressed in women's underwear. My pussy won't make you come. His cock will. Don't deny it. Then, after you come, you will have to take the condom off with your little sissy load inside of it. Then, you will lock your cock back into the cock cage and give me back the key. What? You thought I'd leave you unlocked? No fucking way. You get a short time unlocked. You get to fuck your wife, but as soon as you come, back into the cage you go, locked up, denied. You'll lock up your shrinking little dick with that load of his cum in your mouth, swallowing it just as the lock clicks shut, probably forever. But you did get a last cummy in your wife's pussy. So nice of me. Aren't I such a wonderful wife? But the night won't be over yet. We will have to dispose of that condom. It has sperm in it. You know what you have to do with sperm, right? I have this small, hollow cock-shaped dildo with an opening in the end. We can slide the condom onto that opening and then pull it down over the dildo, turning the condom inside out. We'll pull the condom just to the point where all your cum is near the opening, and then put it in your mouth and make you suck it and swallow it. You suck. The condom turns inside out, fully inside your mouth, and you'll be swallowing all your little load. Clever, huh? And while you swallow your load from that condom, our real man friend is going to whip your balls and ass with the riding crop. We have to make it painful. It will never be easy for you. We have to keep you broken and confused, submissive and degraded. After that, we want to really have fun. You are going to suck his cock hard again, fluffing it up. And once it's hard and ready, you'll beg him to fuck your wife, and you will hold his cock as you guide it into my cunt. Yes, you will. You are going to guide his cock into my pussy. One hand on his cock, and the other spreading my pussy lips for him. You'll hold my pussy open as you slide in his very substantial and hard cock into it. Into your wife's cunt. Inserting another man's cock into your wife. So degrading, but you'll do it. And his cock will be bare. He's a real man, so he doesn't have to use a condom. Bare cock in your faithless wife's pussy. Then you will submissively watch him fuck me. I may have you lick his balls or tongue his ass while he does it. You will smell the sex and hear the sounds I make as a real man fucks me. giving me what you never could and never will. Then we'll make you beg him to come in my cunt so you can clean it out with your tongue. You'll call him master and grovel and beg him to come in your wife's cunt. To fuck her properly because you can't do the job. And you know you can't. Imagine that, dressed in a bra and panty girdle, nylons and heels, with the taste of his cum in your mouth, and all locked up, as you watch him fuck me, and you beg him to come inside me. Begging a better man to come inside your wife's cunt. Promising to lick and suck all of his cum out of me once he does come. You'll do it, won't you? So, when he does come, he'll pull out, and you submissively lick and suck his cock and balls clean. We won't even have to tell you to do it. You'll want to do it, and you will. Then, the grand finale to the evening is you obediently crawling in between my legs, without me even telling you to. You will really want to do that, won't you? So you'll be face to face with your wife's pussy, fully and properly fucked, not by you, by a real man. It'll be so sloppy and hot and wet and brimming with another man's yummy cum. Think about it. Your wife's pussy, just fucked by a huge hard cock right in front of you. And you begged for it to happen. My cunt will be wide open and spread. It will be brimming with sperm. His huge load, so much bigger than your pathetic little dribble in a condom, will be oozing out of my cunt and dripping towards my ass. You will dive right in and stick your tongue right into that white gooey mess inside my pussy. You will slurp it up and swallow all of his cum. You will lick it up everywhere it ran or dripped, even out of my ass, as there will be so much cum that some of it will run into my butt. So degrading. And even worse, you'll do it in front of him while he laughs at you. Tell me you agree and that you will obey. That's it. I knew you would. You are such a fucking little submissive cocksucking girl. Stay kneeling, and we'll be starting in just a few minutes.